We're going to move now to the pending Brexit vote. American companies that do business overseas generally don't like to interfere in local politics. That is not the case with this week's vote. On Thursday, voters will decide whether the United Kingdom should stay in the European Union. And some big U.S. companies are warning that an exit would have serious consequences. NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
The giant American food company Mars has had a long relationship with the United Kingdom, says Vice President of Public Affairs Matthias Berninger.
For us, the UK is not just a country, it's literally our second home market.
Mars has a dozen plants in the UK where it makes candy and pet foods. Because of Britain's membership in the EU, Mars can freely sell these products throughout Europe. It can transfer employees and not worry about getting them visas. And Berninger says it only has to deal with a single set of labor and product safety regulations.
If you think about formulations of products, the food safety standards, the norms, the production norms for factories, there is a ton of benefit from having the same standards across the whole European Union.
Mars is one of several big U.S. companies speaking out against Brexit. The others include Ford, JP Morgan Chase, Cisco, and General Electric. These companies say a lot is at stake with Thursday's vote. For example, U.S. companies making products in Britain can now sell them throughout all 28 countries of the EU without paying a tariff. Whether they could do so if Brexit passes is unclear. Penny Pritzker is the U.S. Commerce Secretary.
If there was a decision to leave, then there has to be a renegotiation of all the various agreements that exist today. That will create incredible uncertainty that could have a ripple effect.
And it's not just big companies that would be hurt. Emmanuel Adam is head of policy and trade at British American Business, an alliance of companies from both sides of the Atlantic. Adam says U.S. companies have traditionally used Britain as a gateway to Europe because of the common language and because of its relative friendliness to business. And the U.K.'s membership in the EU makes that easier. Let's say a small medical device company wants to gain a foothold in Europe.
They currently go through one approval process that then makes their products available for the member states of the European single market.
If the UK leaves the European Union, everything is up in the air.
This would add another process, which for a small company can be crucial in terms of what they're able to do.
Adam's firm recently surveyed its member companies and found overwhelming opposition to Brexit. He says he doesn't think U.S. companies will pull up stakes and leave if Brexit passes. They simply have too much invested in Great Britain right now.
But we would certainly see a potential decline in the size of business operations that companies have here in the UK.
The main British group supporting Brexit, called Leave.eu, disputes that. It says European companies have been trading for centuries, and there's no reason to think they will stop doing so if Britain leaves the EU. They also bristle at the idea of U.S. companies interfering in British politics. When JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon spoke out against Brexit, supporters released a scathing press release detailing his bank's many legal and regulatory problems. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.